Hello, Audio Boom, all one word here. So I've just left this Zoom H2N recorder in my motorhome for a week. Naughty me. So it's late. Wait, I'll check my watch. It's 20 past 11 on Saturday, 22nd of November. About to get knocked over. No, not. Now, one thing I did want to record was the owl I could hear. Come on, here. There, you can hear it. Listen. Hear that owl? Not anymore. Hear that? Okay, let's go back in. There, it's loud as hell. Can you hear it? Oh. So the owl, I know where the owls live. I know the woods where the owls live. So they've ventured up here. Now, I think we're going through a bit of a change. Oh, don't roll your eyes. I'll smash you with an iron. What film? Home Alone. Yesterday, was it? Yesterday morning, there was a red kite flying above the playing field. Now, we don't get red kites down here in South Wiltshire. I've only ever seen red kites in Gloucestershire, going up the M. Oh, what was Lee Evans on? What was that thing on, Sarah? Jonathan Ross. ITV. Is it an ITV? Oh God, scrolling. ITV. Oh, hang on. 178 for ITV HD. There we are. He's a funny man, but he's not a professional. No. So how does that work? Well, I mean... Yeah. Right, okay. Let's turn that down. Okay, so we haven't had red kites down here, and it's a known fact that red kites are Gloucestershire area, Herefordshire. So... with that owl moving closer to us up here, suggest something. Right, so anyway. Oh, that's what I was going to do. Was the Apple TV... Oh, get out the settee. Apple TV remote. Switch the amp on. Apple TV on. Have we got the... Let's put the amp on DVD first. It's a bit of an operation. Molly, you've had your biscuits and things. So Sarah is currently looking on her iPad at shireadventure.com at a particular route in the Lake District around, not around Thermae. You're going to amend it? Mm-hmm. Are you looking at Mart in the Hills route? Is that a yes or a no? Okay. So Sarah's desperate to get under 200 Wainwrights. Okay, right, if you flick up from the bottom. Okay, now push AirPlay. Tap AirPlay. Tap Apple TV 2. Then tap. Okay. How do you do mirroring on the iPad? Oh, there you go. You see, scroll up a bit. Mirror, and then I can see what you're looking at. Now, if you hold your iPad in the landscape, it will fill the screen of our television. Just tap the main screen. Tap it again. There we go. And it'll flick. There we go. So I'm now looking at the iPad on our television screen. So if you can you scroll the whole page, look at the television. Can you scroll the whole page? I think if you go full map, or you touch full map, it goes back into OS. Oh no, it's not. There you go. So we're looking at the ShireAdventure.com, which is the website by at Daylight Gambler, my very good friend Phil Sorrell. And we're looking at a route by Mart in the Hills. So let me just describe what I'm looking at. Okay, so I'm looking at an OS map, which is Ordnance Survey, for those not into maps and certainly not probably within the UK. Ordnance Survey are the body who are responsible for mapping the United Kingdom. And within ShireAdventure.com, we've gone to a particular area in the Lake District, that's the County of Cumbria, in between Derwentwater and Thirlmere. And there is a certain user known as Mart in the Hills. He's all over Twitter. And his profile name on ShireAdventure.com is Mart in the Hills. very sadly, his dad died. Is it his dad? It's mom.
You said grandma.
No. His dad has passed away today, stroke yesterday.
You said grandma.
No, grandma. No, that's somebody else. There are a lot of people dying at the minute. Bernie Goldbach's grandma is dying. And also Jared Polin, who is... FroKnowsPhoto.com. FroKnowsPhoto? Yeah. Jared Polin, FroKnowsPhoto.com. His grandma, Lil, died very recently as well. Sad times. Anyway, so basically what we're looking at is... right, come down the page. As in, that's it. Keep going. There, stop. So I'm looking at the television screen, our television screen, which is... showing an image from the iPad via AirPlay on the Apple TV. So on the right-hand side of the screen, we've got kind of the top stroke western end of the Helvellyn Massive. And then we've got Thirlmere. What's that wood called? Okay, so I can see... Raven Crag in the wood. I can see... What's that? Cockrig Crags? At Thirlmere, look on the edge of it. Can you see that? You can zoom in if you wish. There. Is it Cockrig?
Yeah.
What a funny name. But then we've got... Martin's Route, which is in red. Between Thirlmere and Derwentwater. So Derwentwater's on the left of the map and Thirlmere's on the right. In the middle, you've got a mountain range. Specifically, in the middle, we have High Seat. What's above High Seat? North of High Seat, Sarah? Castlerigg Fell. Okay, so you've got Castlerigg Fell at the top of the map. And basically, we're looking at a kind of upside-down T. He's finished in Keswick.
Yeah, he started and finished in Keswick. You got the bus from Keswick to Grange.
You got the what? Say that again.
You got the bus from Keswick to Grange.
Where's Grange? Well, there's the green. That's where he started.
Yeah.
Okay, so he started at what's that? Zoom in at Great's End. Okay, Great End Crag. And then he went up Grange Fell. Pull the map to the left. As in you? No. Yeah, to the right then. Went up Grange, yeah, where Brund Fell. Mm-hmm. So basically, for those who don't live in the UK, Alfred Wainwright kind of documented a lot of the fell. Well, I mean...
I don't get why he went to Highcliffe
then to Arm. Because it's maybe an easy reach.
Sure, he should have gone that way.
Well, no, he's come up here. He's hit High Tove and he's come across to Arnbowth Fell and then back up again to the Pewits, and then on the High Seat, and then up and down to Bleabri Fell.
That's where you should have gone.
Where? Right, okay. So basically what I'm doing here is I'm showing... Sarah was explaining to me that she couldn't understand why Martin has walked this particular route. Now, what I have to stress is... Go back a bit. There. Right there. Stay there. Right, so what I'm having to stress to Sarah is that whilst it's very easy to look at a map and go, oh, why didn't he go there? What you have to understand is the ground. So, can you see High Seat? Mm-hmm. Right. Now, can you see Castle Crag Fort? Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, you see those contour lines? They're the brown, wavy lines. Mm-hmm. They're the thing of the shape of the hills. And every contour line is 10 metres apart. So, basically, the closer the contour lines are together, the steeper the hill is. So, to go from Raven Crag to Castle Crag to High Seat is what's more commonly known as a bastard. Because you will be sweating a lot. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, you go from Raven Crag down onto the kind of northern edge of Thirlmere Lake. Look how close those... In fact, you can't walk down there. It's at the end of the day, crags. You generally can't walk down crags because they're crags. Yeah, but you look at the footpath just north of the P. Okay, so there's an established footpath, but you can't go straight down from Raven Crag. Okay, so yeah, so to go from the footpath, Raven Crag. Up onto Raven Crag and then up onto Castle Crag is a hell of a thing. Now, those...
You said you have to do that and then go and park there and then just do that one and go down.
What? Say that again.
So what you're basically saying is we'll have to do these five here and then go and park there and do that.
Well, you come down the hill. This is what... This is
no footpath.
Eh?
There's no footpath.
Well, that's maybe why he's chosen... Yeah, but we saw this. We saw this from across on Helvellyn. We saw how steep this was. There's maybe no footpath there because it's not possible to walk there.
No, but that is a way noise. So we have to get there at some point.
Well, that's all right. Then you park in the car park and then you go up and do them separately. That's the same as the tours in...
I'm not tour bagging.
On Dartmoor, there are so many that you can't really create routes all the time because there are so many about. So in this case, with the Wainwrights, you can't bag them all in any kind of logical order because of the lay of the land, mm-hmm. basically. So, right. And you saw how big Thirlmere was, yes? Remember that? Mm-hmm. Okay, now pull your map so you can see Durnwater. Look, Durnwater is like three times the width at its widest point of Thirlmere. So that's pretty wide. In fact, well, each one of those squares, Sarah, is a kilometre across.
I know, but look,
so it's a kilometre...
peak there. And eh? That's his last peak.
Look, what, Lady what? No. Scroll in. Lady
Waller
Crag.
That's his last way, right? Then he's walked all the way down. So we don't have to do
yeah,
that.
Yeah, well, he's come down the hill. So you mean you go to that and then come back?
No, we could park there.
There's nothing... Well, it's public access land. You can walk across it, you know.
Yeah.
Well, it should be public access land.
What I was thinking is we could park there. It's a bit of a walk bag and walk back there.
Right, okay. Let's just look at the bird's eye view of what we're looking at there, right? Okay, so those squares, each line, vertical line there is in between, the distance in between is a kilometre, okay? At this kind of ratio. So, one... 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, so 9 Ks from the start to the last Wainwright in the most northern point, yes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so That's 9 kilometres. That's 6 miles. What? No, man, that one there, though.
Yeah, it's from there.
Okay, I know, but from there, going along and then up there, forget that kilometre there, okay, but from there, along that route, and then north to there, is 9K. That's 6 miles. Now what you got to do is, this is what I was saying about this range. When we looked at this range from Helvellyn, which is on the other side of Thirlmere, I said it'd be easy to walk along the top of there. We could see from Helvellyn, you know, what the land was doing. What we couldn't see was the quality of ground. Well, now, I expect that to be much the same as Helvellyn up on the top, which was easy. So, yes, you could do it. The problems we're going to have are the weather, and probably that's about it.
I don't want any problems.
I know, but you can't say that, Sarah, because when you're planning to walk up mountains, like that video I did, I put a thing in 1 minute later, and it was like frickin' pea soup after a minute. So this is what you have to be wary of. Now I'm going to have to show you how to use a compass so you can march on a baron. And then there's pacing involved. And then there's resections I have to show you just in case you go wrong and you have to backtrack. So there you go. It's all dangerous stuff. But if you know the basics, especially marching on a bearing and understanding distances and pace, then you'll be fine. Yes? There we go. I'm not saying no. Because at the end of the day, the route that we're looking at there is actually very easy. We don't... Oh, hang on a minute. No. What's that lady's rake thing? Tap that one? In the woods? Oh, sorry. Waller Crag. So what's the altitude of Waller Crag? 376 metres. There's a spot height next to it. Ah, Phil... Right, hang on. Stop. Phil Sorrell, if you're listening to this... What I've just noticed is that when you tap, that's better, I'm straight now, aren't I? When you tap on a peak on somebody's map, it comes up in feet. Now, whilst I'm not whinging, would it be possible to put that in metres as well? Just saying. Only because the map is configured in meters, isn't it? But when you tap on the peak. So I think Phil's just populating the data from list kind of information. So I like to work in meters when I'm walking. Which is why a lot of my maps are configured to be in kilometres and metres, whereas everybody else is in miles. But I don't do that because when I'm plotting on a map against what I'm going to be doing on the ground in reality, I like to have the same measurement. So when it's easy to say that, you know, when we went to Dartmoor the other day, how far's the loop, and it was, oh, it's about 10 miles. Well, it's, yes, I know how my body reacts to 10 miles of undulating ground, but if we're lost, I can't work in miles. I have to work in meters and kilometers, because that's how we judge it on the map, on OS maps, because they're metric. So yeah, go on then.
Park.
What's that called? Ashness Bridge.
Yeah. And there's a footpath
yeah.
to High Seat.
Yeah. Then come south to High Tove.
To Armbrough.
And then back on yourself.
Yeah, then you'll have to go back up to Bleebury. On a, that one, and then back down.
What, where Lady's Rake is?
Yeah.
Tap on that one? Oh no, that's that one.
Yeah.
Waller Crag.
And then you have to follow the footpath back to the car park. The only one we'll miss out, obviously, is the Grange one, but there's plenty around there to catch that on another day. There's a few to the right of it.
Have you seen what's on the... Oh, there's High Spy.
Yeah.
I've been up High Spy.
Yeah.
That's a beetard.
Well, you're going to be going up it again.
Yeah, but, you know... Dale Head. I've been up Dale Head. Keep pulling the map to the left so I can... No, keep... What's that fell called? Buttermere Fell. Oh, brings back all the memories of the 10 and 10.
You went up Buttermere, didn't you? Was that the
5? No, we didn't do Buttermere. Yeah. So there we go. Maps. Apple TV and AirPlay.
Well, that only gives us 5 in a day.
Yeah, but it'll be a nice day. You know, you don't want to... You'll be able to... You have to judge it by the ground, Sarah. But this is what I'm saying. If we had an overnighter...
Yeah, but not in winter.
Why? It's good for you.
Sure.
Okay. Goodbye. 5% of battery remaining on your iPad. Mm-hmm. Got to plug it in. Because the AirPlay will be draining the life out of it. Mm-hmm. Say goodnight to everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
All one word. All one word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out. One word. Out.